the friggin' at the friggin' ball. Yes. Oh, yeah, freaking at the friggin' ball, y'all. Right here live on reallibertymedia.com, on vaughn.live/reallibertymedia, and rlmradio.xyz, and a host of other places that I don't even know about. So, welcome to everybody out there this evening. Friday night, November 20, 2020. Not sure where Moose Girl is, but I'd imagine she'll be around before too long. I assume, anyway. Let's see what Vanna tells me about Moose Girl. Vanna sometimes gets on this. Okay. All right. So, anyway, it's Friday night. Man. Yeah, so anyway, there she is. Oh, you're doing what? Okay, well, if you're doing that, Moose, then just wait till you're finished before you come on the air. All right. Anyway, this week, wow, what a week it's been, I guess. We got bad news and we got good news. Bad news and good news. The bad news is, I'm reading chat, that's why I'm doing. Everything's fine, everything's working. Everything's good. I'm hearing some messages that some of the audio or something is not working. So it should be good. Everything's good. Am I speaking? I don't know who you're talking about. You talking to me? Oh. Anyway, sorry about all that. A little distractions here because I'm not positive of the situation going on. If I have things going on that are not working properly, but everything seems to be working properly, as far as I could tell. I checked everything anyway. So yeah. Great. So, bad news, good news. And the bad news is that our good friend and cohort here from Real Liberty Media and other places, Mr. Sock Puppet, passed away this morning. It's very sad, very sad. He was a really good guy. He helped out with a lot of stuff. He was just a good all-around guy, you know. One time I was in there in the chat and I was looking for a particular mouse, a trackball that I used, and I couldn't find one. And the ones that I did actually find one, it was like $300 or some kind of crazy amount for a $40 trackball. And he popped right up and said, "Hey man, I got some of those. You want me to send you some?" I said, "Really?" So apparently, I don't know what his source was for him, but he sent me two of them, never asked for any kind of compensation or nothing, and he was just a good guy like that, you know, like the bots we have here. He did a lot of work on our bots, the Vanna White bot, anyway, he was all around decent guy. He will be missed. Rest in peace, man. That's the sad news. And oh, by the way, as kind of a tribute to Sock Puppet, I located all of the requests, all the requests in our request list, and I moved them up to the top of the thing. So most of the songs I play tonight will be from requests from Sock Puppet dating back as far as 2017. Not all of them, but most of the songs I play tonight will be from Sock's old requests. Like I said, from going back to 2017 on those, up through his, I think his last request was 2019. So I don't know. Well, he just stopped requesting or whatever at that point. Anyway, so good news. Good news. Hey, Moose, how are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello?
Too. I'm okay too. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yes,
yeah,
I can.
Good, good. Good. So anyway, on the good news or positive, happy news, whatever you want to call it. Not really an RLM thing, but Miss Kate got a new kid today, a little four-legged furry kid who is known as Levi. So happy for Kate and happy for her other kid, Lewis. He's got a buddy now, although I don't know how they're getting along yet, but you know, it takes time sometimes.
I'm sure they're going to be best buddies.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But it takes time for... You know,
yeah, it does.
For dogs to figure out who they both are, and so we got a chunk of sad bad news there, and it's, you see for Sock Puppet, you know, it's been like 4 months since we've seen him here in the chat, and everybody's been wondering.
Longer than that, I think, Grim.
It was July. So what is this?
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, July. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So okay, great. So So we hadn't seen him here in the chat, and everybody was wondering. Nobody knew anything. And then recently, some news was passed along to one of the chat members, and that was spread along to us, that he was actually in the hospital all this time and was not in good shape.
No.
And then last night they disconnected the...
life support.
The life support system, with whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept going for
a little bit,
for a few hours there, and then said, enough, I'm done, and he's off to rock and roll heaven.
Yep. Rest in peace, Sock. I'm gonna miss ya.
And welcome, Levi.
Welcome to Levi.
And a girl joined us back here tonight after many long time gone. I don't know how long. A few years at least that we haven't seen a girl around over here. So
That was great to see her.
Yeah, good to have her in the chat. You know, that's pretty
it
awesome.
It is. Yeah.
Maybe she'll come back. We'll see. She was chatting for a while and then had to go.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, I always liked AG.
Yeah. Okay. So I went out. Oh, were you done talking about?
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just had to laugh because last night, for some reason, like late night, I went on some rant on Twitter about Gavin Newsom, of all people.
I saw part of that.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know why I picked that douche, but he's a douche, so, you know.
There's so many to pick from, you know.
There is. There's so many. So I wrote... The first one was, what are you on, Newsom? What the fuck are you doing? POS. Second was, Gavin Newsom sucks. Third one was, Nazi effing governor. hashtag Nazi effing governor. Hashtag fascist Newsom. Hashtag POS. Then I wrote, the next one was, why don't you stay home? Then it was, hashtag Gavin Newsom sucks. Hashtag POS Newsom, hashtag Newsom the fascist.
Okay, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Yeah. Well, the motherfucker goes to this dinner at this fancy restaurant at some hotel.
Yeah.
With like 11 people, they're not socially distanced, they're not masked up, and he's telling his whole state of California that they cannot celebrate Thanksgiving. They cannot gather for Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's like, you piece of shit hypocrite.
Right.
You know, this is how they are, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at Pelosi, you know.
I don't have to look outside my own state for that nonsense.
Yeah. Right, yeah, you're in, like, the Nazi Mexico down there.
Oh, it's horrible. And
the N stands for Nazi now.
Yep, it's not new anymore, it's now Nazi.
No,
okay.
Yeah, it's Nazi Mexico.
Yeah, she, when she put the initial public health order in, I think it was back last March, and shut down all these various businesses and stuff. Pretty much like what a Nancy Pelosi kind of thing, except Nancy wasn't the governor, so she didn't have the say in the shutdown, whereas MLG did. Anyway, she shut down all these businesses and any kind of basically destroyed a whole bunch of businesses. But she was going to be talking on TV to tell about her new draconian rules that she put in place. And so she thought, well, you know, I got to look good for that. So I need some new jewelry, a new necklace. And so she goes just strolling on down. She calls up the owner of some jewelry place and has her go down there and open up this jewelry store so she can go in there and shop around.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. You go.
One of the other ones was Governor Newsom. Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, F you. Hashtag Newsom sucks. So I don't know if it got any traction, but I was just, it's the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You know, it's over the top.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. It's,
do as I say, not as I do. That's exactly what it is.
They think they're royalty or something.
Right. And they can just, oh, well, the rules don't apply to me. They apply to them, but not to me.
Absolutely, yeah. We make the rules. We don't have to listen to them. What
right.
the hell?
Why would we? Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah, and so there was that. I just wanted to. I was laughing at myself. I was having a good old time doing that, ripping on Newsom. It was awesome.
Well, you know, whatever makes you feel better. That's
right.
Okay.
You know, you gotta do something. You gotta call these fucks out.
Right.
You know,
right.
You live in California, but that fucker pissed me off.
Yeah. 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 I'm glad I'm not out there anymore. That's for sure. Yeah,
and I don't live in Nazi Mexico either.
No.
So I'm gonna be attacking. What do you call her?
The notorious MLG.
Notorious MLG. Is that what she goes by on Twitter?
No. It's
MLG.
Michelle Lujan Grisham.
Okay.
Lujan is Lujan.
Okay, I'll look her up here.
Yeah, she's...
Maybe I'll go after her next.
Yeah, why
Michelle
not?
Lujan.
Michelle Lujan Grisham. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go off on her next.
Yeah. Okay, good. She needs it. Well, there's a lot of other governors out there. Of course, there's Whitmer over there in Michigan. And who's in charge of Minnesota now?
Fucking Walls.
Yeah. So they.
Kim Walls.
Anyway, they're all horrible.
Yeah.
They're all horrible.
Minnesota went all draconian, dude.
Yeah.
Minnesota,
well,
they closed bars and restaurants now.
Well, if you look around, check the various states. If they have a Democratic governor, they're all following the same plan. The same.
Except
MO.
For Nazi Mexico, you're in the you're alone with that.
Oh, we're in the lead. Yeah, absolutely. We're in the lead on totalitarianism.
You guys are kicking our ass.
No, don't worry, it'll get there before too long.
Well, we got Evers here in. Wisconsin, so he's no better either.
No, none of them are. Yeah.
No, but Evers keeps going up against the Supreme Court, and he keeps getting shot down, but he keeps extending the mandates. So it's like, which is it? You know, I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's just...
See, and Rome's points out that Ohio's got a Republican governor, and they're following the same plan as the Democrat governors. So...
right. It just doesn't make any sense.
Because they're all one, you
so,
know.
Yeah.
They're all the same. It doesn't really matter. But the ones that claim to be Democrats try to, you know, follow Nancy Pelosi's commands as best they can.
Right. I mean, Evers signed executive order on Friday, number 95, and reissued emergency order number 1. Fuck off, Evers. You suck, dude.
All right.
I mean, seriously, they are... They're doing more harm than good.
Oh,
okay?
Absolutely.
They really are.
Absolutely.
If you want to stay... If you're afraid, then stay the fuck home.
Oh, well, you know, one of the things...
You know, if you're afraid, stay the fuck home.
Right.
And let the rest of us live our fucking lives, okay?
Right.
I mean, come on. A dirty mask, a dirty piece of cloth on your face doesn't do shit.
It doesn't.
Okay? The only way a mask will do you any good is if it's an N95 or one of them fancy-dancy fucking masks with the filters and shit. Walking around with a piece of cloth on your face is more harm than good, okay? It seriously is. It seriously is. People don't wash their masks. They keep wearing the same mask over and over again. So get the fuck out of here with this mask bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Even that, though, you know, all those mask-wearing folk, they at some point, first off, they're probably not really sealed well on their face.
No, they're not.
Even if they are, they at some point or another, during their whatever they're doing, remove that mask for at least a few seconds. And
they touched it or they put it down on their car seat where you had your purse on the toilet or the bathroom floor in some public place. Then you put your purse on your fucking car seat next to you. Then you put your mask down there too. Oh yeah. Bacteria, you guys, if you're so paranoid about bacteria, you gotta have a box of those blue masks car.
Most bacteria, I'm gonna agree with Rome that 99% of bacteria is not harmful to the human body.
Except unless
you're breathing it in.
Right.
Once you start breathing that shit into your lungs, it's a different situation at that point. Most bacteria ain't getting into your lungs. It's sitting on something. You touch it, it gets on your hands, your fingers, you're fine. It's all good. But once you start breathing that into your lungs, you're talking about a whole different situation here, and going on.
Yep.
Because that kind of stuff would never normally get in, but if it's collecting up on whatever thing you're breathing through. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Cloth masks are washed daily. People aren't doing that.
No,
people are not washing those goddamn masks at all.
People aren't doing laundry every day to wash a mask.
No, they're not. Not unless they're super paranoid.
Or maybe they're buying
about this fucking virus thing.
Maybe people are buying like boxes of 100 masks, paper masks at once.
Probably.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what people are doing out there. yeah, the experts. Oh,
yeah, right.
That's a good one. Oh boy. All right, we're going to kick off some jams here.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, this first song, it's an ode, not necessarily really an ode, but it's a, it's got the kid's name in it, you know, so, not necessarily an ode, but for Kate's new boy there, this is a song by the Old Crow Medicine Show.
All right.
It's called Levi. Oh, yeah. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. Beautifully done. Angel from Montgomery, the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Oh, back from Infinity Hall back in 2015 for the Sock Puppet. Before that, we had Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck doing Shake Yo Money Maker at Crossroads 2010, also for the Sock Puppet. And we kicked it off there with an ode to Kate's new boy, Levi, so from the Old Crow Medicine Show. Good music, I'll tell you. So, welcome, new chatters. Welcome, Jeremiah, and who's the other guy?
MJC.
MJC?
Yep.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
And, so tonight, earlier, and this kept my attention for like 2 hours.
Okay.
Breaking news comes over the thing, the Twitter thing, or whatever. Or someone mentioned it in chat. I think my neighbor, Oof, mentioned it in chat.
All right.
That, there's a shooting going on at a mall, a shopping mall, in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And apparently, now they're saying Okay, so there was 8 people injured, no deaths yet. The shooter is still at large. Preliminary investigation has led us to believe this shooting was not a random act and was the result of an altercation. We will continue to work diligently to interview the many witnesses as well as victims who were injured to identify and apprehend the suspect. So shortly before 9:30 p.m. local time tonight, the Mayfair Mall had been cleared and was secure. It's not open, obviously.
Right.
They believe, it says, when emergency services arrived, the gunman was no longer on the scene, and there have not been any fatalities that he's aware of yet. Anyway, they're saying like 7 adults and 1 child. And also, it's just, I don't know.
Go ahead, say it. It's just...
it's just ridiculous. I'm tired of this shit, you know what I mean? If it was an altercation, that means, like, you know, a fight started or something and someone pulled out a gun. I mean, that's a little bit different than, like, just some random person walking in the mall and starting to shoot it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They had a specific...
doesn't make it right. I'm just saying it's not like these ones that we hear of where it's some psycho just walks in and starts randomly gunning people down, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm thinking it was, like they said, not a random thing, which is good in some ways, but it's a huge mall. And you're going to be hearing about this one for a couple days at least.
Yeah.
So, that's always great and exciting. And then I find out that, the video started. I find out that a teacher at my kid's old high school was arrested today for child pornography. Possession of child pornography. So there you go.
A kid.
No, a teacher.
Oh, a teacher. Okay.
A teacher at the school. An active teacher at North High School was arrested for possession of child pornography today.
Terrific.
And he's been on unpaid leave. Or he'll end up getting fired. Even if he's found not guilty, he'll lose his job.
Well, let's hope so. You don't want them like someone like that around kids.
Right. No. No, I mean, come on. Oh, isn't it a great world, Grim?
Oh, it's terrific. It's beautiful.
Are you having fun yet?
I always have fun.
Well, that's good. I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I know. It's different for you folks that you know.
Yeah.
It's different for you folk that actually like to be around people. So,
I know you're not one of those kind of people. Stop that. Stop playing automatically. My God.
Yeah. Anyway, so I mean, you know, I've been expecting for a long time that something of this type of craziness was coming for a long time.
Right.
A little redundant there. Anyway, you know, when I see... this, you know, planned demic, hoaxdemic, coming about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really too surprised by it. It makes sense to me that this was eventually going to get here. I don't know what took them so long for it to happen. Maybe they're just not as good at what they.
Well, they had to do all their testing before they went live with it.
Right.
It took them a while to do all them test scenarios, you know?
And the follow-on tyranny that comes along with it, that was expected. The full-on global economic collapse, of course, we've been talking about that since day one.
We've been talking about that since day one of this show, correct?
Yeah. So, yeah. And, you know, even before this show, we were talking about it, whether it was on the air or not, although...
we were talking about prepping and buying gold and buying silver and stocking up on stuff.
And there was plenty of people before us talking about it as well. you know, going back at at least 30 years or 20 years, I mean.
We've been talking about guns, ammo.
So none of this should really be a big surprise to.
No.
Well, I don't say to anybody, but.
Not to people that have been aware of what's going on for a while.
Yeah. So, a girl, she points out, she said back when they were building the FEMA camps that they were probably getting ready for a plandemic, where they could get neighbors narking on neighbors. And that's full bore now. You know,
this person's not wearing a mask!
Right. They got seven.
This person's not 6 feet away from me!
They got seven people in their house, you know, that's.
Oh, my God, they have 10 people over there. Oh, and they're not wearing masks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so all that kind of stuff.
We better call the authorities. It's just like, come on, people. Mind your own fucking business, okay? Come on now.
Right.
Don't be a tattletale. No one likes a narc, okay? No one likes a narc at all. No one likes someone that's going to narc them out, be a fucking snitch, right, Beth? You know, like my neighbor lady across the street, she literally must be constantly looking out the fucking window. What I'm saying? To see what everyone's doing, make sure everyone's following the rules, you know.
Right. And she was doing that long before this plandemic came along.
Yeah, she was doing that 2 years ago.
Yeah, so.
it's like, lady, do you really have not have a life? I mean, really? Do you have to be that invasive and that nosy? I mean, what's that lady? She's like Gladys Kravitz.
Yeah.
From Bewitched or whatever.
Right.
That nasty neighbor. Snitches get stitches, Jeremiah.
Yeah, that weird high-pitched voice she had.
Yeah, snitches get stitches. That's the scene. It's like, you know, no one likes a neighbor that's gonna call the cops on you for minor shit.
Right.
Okay? You don't want that kind of neighbor, you know. Sure, if someone was, like, obviously breaking into my house, that and she noticed it happening, that would be a good, call cops then. You know what I mean? But other than that, I really don't see why you have to be so fucking nosy. I really don't.
I don't either. Anyway, on the Corona Bologna stuff here.
Yeah.
I came across this article a couple days ago. It's on the New York Post. Man who died after falling from a 10-foot ladder was actually killed by COVID.
Right. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yep. Because, you know what they could say? Well, he had the COVID and he didn't know it. And all of a sudden he had this dizziness attack and fell off the ladder. So, yeah, COVID.
Yeah. So,
they can't confirm that. They'll just make something up.
Anyway, it says a construction worker who died after plunging from a 10-foot ladder in Croatia was actually killed by Corona. Doctors said in a report, the unnamed 51-year-old man fell into his yard while building a home earlier this year and suffered cuts and bruises to his head. The builder was declared dead at the scene, but an autopsy later revealed that Corona had indirectly caused the accident because of the effects of the illness were disorienting.
Just like I said.
Exactly like you said.
He got dizzy.
Exactly.
Because of Corona, and he fell off the ladder.
So during the autopsy, doctors found that large swaths of the man's lungs were blocked, which may or may not have been a Corona-type thing. He could have had blocked lungs anyway. We don't know. The finding led scientists to conclude that he suffered from acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS. A life-threatening condition that can be caused by Corona. Based on all findings, the death was ruled as natural, caused by Corona.
Okay. The dude fell off a freaking ladder, okay?
Yeah.
That's what killed his ass.
Anyway, there's that. Okay, over in Denmark, they had put up a new law, mm-hmm. a new law that they were going to force vaccinate the entire population over there.
Yeah.
Well, they protested.
Now,
I am not a fan of protests. I don't really believe protests do any good pretty much ever. But apparently in Denmark it worked. And the law, vaccination law in Denmark has been repealed. After these protests. So, yeah, law in Denmark would have given authorities the power to forcibly inject people with coronavirus vaccine has been abandoned after 9 days of public protests. So I don't think Flash or Cirque were probably out there, but you never know.
Not yet. They'll probably listen.
The epidemic law would... we're out there protesting.
Probably not, yeah.
The epidemic law would have handed the Danish government the power to enact mandatory quarantine measures against anyone infected cases with a dangerous disease. But it was the part about the vaccination that caused the biggest uproar.
I think that was Peru, Beth. I think you're talking about Peru. And I think we came to the conclusion that wasn't the crowd making that song, or maybe I'm getting mixed up. I mean, the only footage I watched recently was in Peru.
Oh, well, these guys...
It was like the whole... Oh, okay. NL. Oh, Netherlands? Okay.
Yeah, these guys in Denmark, they were out there banging pots and pans.
Oh, okay.
And being rowdy and saying, okay, we're not going to take your vaccine. Hey, it's going to happen.
Okay, I got my protest mixed up.
Yeah, well, there's so many at this point in time.
Yeah.
which is a perfect lead-in to the next article.
Well, Denmark is not the Netherlands, though.
No, it's not.
The Netherlands is totally different than Denmark.
And don't tell.
There's a link room there. You put it in there.
Yeah. Don't tell Cirque she lives in the Netherlands. All right.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
So anyway, it's not just them.
Yeah, same area.
It's not. Yes, yeah, right. Same part of the world. Anyway, it's not just them. All across Europe, this is going on the offguardian.org here. Anti-lockdown protests all across Europe. Increasingly draconian lockdown measures, economic destitution, and sweeping police powers are evaporating public trust and eroding public patience. As the alleged second wave of the coronavirus pandemic is reported to be sweeping across Europe in recent weeks, many governments have enthusiastically embraced their totalitarian side and granted themselves... How do you do that? Can I just grant myself power? Sweeping new powers?
Sure, try it. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so alongside the lockdown measures, the public has been markedly less cooperative this time around, rebelling against the totally arbitrary limitations, which are not supported by either science or common sense. Protests have taken place all across the continent. In Germany, thousands of people gathered in Berlin over the last few days, protesting the Merkel government passing a new lockdown law. Police turned water cannons on the crowds, and nearly 200 people were arrested. The mainstream, the Clap, reported hundreds of protesters, but as pictures plainly show, it's tens of thousands. Of course, the media is always going to, downplay or play to the government's point of view. In Spain, after the Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, declared the sixth month of state of emergency in late October, there were days of protests across the country. Barcelona, already a hotbed of anti-government feeling due to the brutal repression of the Catalan independence referendum, saw violent confrontations between riot police and protesters. In France, Macron's brand new comprehensive security law, known by protesters as the gag law, would further militarize French police whilst making it a crime to capture or distribute the image of a police officer. It met fervent resistance in the shape of angry marches through the city across the country. In Italy, the anti-lockdown protests in Italy reached a fever pitch in late October and were probably the most extensive on the continent. Marches occurred in dozens of cities across the country, including Rome, Naples, Genoa, and Bologna. Hey, Corona Bologna!
Corona Bologna!
The mainstream media went out of their way to undercut and smear the protests. CNN and Reuters reported only hundreds of protesters. There's a photo here. It says, does this look like hundreds? There's many thousands in this photo. Politico went so far as to actually blame the protests on the mafia.
Okay.
Can't make this up. Slovakia. Bratislava was home to a huge march of protesters on November 17th, marking the national holiday known as Fight for Freedom Day. These marches were illegal under Slovakian emergency law, notionally designed to prevent the spread of the Corona Bologna. In Denmark, as we talked about previously, the Danish parliament was subject to 9 days of protests right outside its doors in opposition to the proposed vaccination law, which would allow the police to physically coerce vaccination through detainment.
Oh, my fucking God.
After 9 days of protest.
So don't break the fucking law, because they could throw your ass in the clink and inject that shit into you.
Right, right. It's like the no-refusal law down there in Texas.
Yeah, well, basically you don't want to be breaking the law right now anyway, in any way, shape, or fucking form, okay?
Anyway, there's more to this story, but...
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything like that here, though. I haven't seen any of these big things going on here. As far as that goes, yeah, all we had was the BLM Antifa bullshit. We didn't have any anti-lockdown protests, and I still have not seen any.
I haven't seen one anti-lockdown protest in the U.S.
No. I mean, I guess you could consider Sturgis an anti-lockdown protest, but
it's not.
It's an annual event, and they just didn't care about the stupid idiots making stupid idiot laws. And, of course, in South Dakota...
South Dakota was never shut down.
Yeah, right. In South Dakota, it was never a thing. So hooray for her. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, Beth makes a point there, too, that a lot of those European countries are tiny, okay, compared to even our state and our whole country as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... There's a lot less a lot more people in a smaller space over there in these countries.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. Because like Denmark itself is smaller than this state. Denmark's a tiny country.
Yes, it's tiny. I mean, what would it be, like the size of New Jersey?
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know the exact thing, but I know it's
definitely smaller. Not big.
Smaller than the state of New Mexico where I live, where there's less than 2 million people.
Yeah, it's definitely smaller than not.
I don't know how many people live in Denmark, but I know that the area is much less. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna play some more music here.
All right, let's do that.
And welcome back, and I got some. Other nonsense to talk about.
Yeah, I got some too. It never stops. We never run out of material on this show. It's impossible.
That's true. Oh, let me fix this.
Yep.
Oh man, it's just it's a wild world, as they say. Who's that? Cat Stevens. Yeah. All right. Indigenous.
And he did it like.
Yeah, we don't get to hear that next one because it's not on the video. That's Buddy Guy doing Siva. Yeah. Before that was Dire Straits with Industrial Disease. And we kicked it off there with Indigenous. I Wonder Why. All sock puppet requests. So if you're liking the music, raise your hand up to the sky and say, thank you, sock puppet. Yes, indeedy.
Yeah. He liked his blues, he liked his guitars, he was a good musician, an excellent guitar player.
He was
a master of, master carpenter.
Right.
He was a fisherman.
Right.
He lived down in Florida, so he did that deep sea fishing a lot.
Right.
Just a really smart guy, a really very intelligent man, very intelligent, very talented as far as building and creating things. And then he was a musician too, which isn't surprising. A lot of really amazing people are also musicians. So
exactly.
You know. Yeah. But anyway, he was a longtime chatter here, and he will be missed. We've been wondering what the hell is up with him. Sadly, it wasn't good news, and yeah, he's left this realm anyway today, early this morning.
11/20/2020.
11/20/2020. There you go.
I'm hearing me on your side there.
Hello, what? Oh, I forgot to switch. I swear to God, I did it, Grim. I switched it. I did, motherfucker. Not you. I did, though.
Hey, I'm a motherfucker.
Not you. Yeah, me. I'm the motherfucker. Okay,
no,
anyway.
I am a motherfucker. I've fucked several mothers.
You, okay, well, then I wasn't incorrect.
All right. Okay. I got a couple stories here about this.
Okay.
Dominion bullshit.
All right.
So we can talk about that.
Okay.
The first story from earlier this week, the vice president of U.S. engineering, Eric Coomer, shared anti-Trump posts online. He's the Dominion engineer there. And what did he tell his people? Oh, by the way, his people? Yeah, it's Antifa. That's who his people are.
Oh, okay. All right. Makes sense.
So Dominion's top engineer assured Antifa activists that he had made fucking sure that President Donald Trump would not win the presidential race, according to reports.
Okay, you know what that is, though?
Tell me.
You know what that is?
Tell me.
Fucking treason!
Oh, yeah. Oh, except, I don't know if he's American.
It's fucking treason.
I'm not sure.
It's illegal.
I'm not sure he's American.
It's unethical. It's all of these things. Oh, my God.
All right. So I'm not sure if he's American, but it says he's the vice
president. Yeah, probably not.
Well, it says he's the vice president of U.S. engineering for Dominion. So I guess he could be.
Yep.
So he allegedly spoke with the Antifa members on a conference calls and reportedly assured the other participants by saying, "Don't worry about the elections. Trump's not going to win. I made fucking sure of that." So Dominion.
All right, I made fucking sure of that.
Yeah, Dominion voting system.
Farmers ran bad. He cannot win.
It's
like, dude, get the chip out of your fucking head.
Yeah, Dominion Voting Systems is one of the largest voting technology companies in the U.S. of A., probably in the world. It provides voting machines and tabulators to many local governments. More than 30 states use these voting machines to scan ballots in the U.S. and tabulate votes. Coomer's profile as director at Dominion Voting System was recently scrubbed from the, what's this website? The one where you, I forget the name of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They've been scrubbing him. Coomer joined Dominion as VP of Engineering in 2010. His bio says he's a graduate from University of California, Berkeley, with a PhD in nuclear physics. Well, what the hell is he doing? He's a nuclear physicist, and what's he doing with these voting machines? All right. Eric Coomer was later promoted to Voting Systems Officer of Strategy and Security. Real good there. Although Coomer has since been removed from the Dominion page of directors. In a stunning interview conducted by Michelle Balkin, FEC, Faith Education Commerce, whatever that is, United founder Joe Altman reveals how he infiltrated Antifa. While working undercover, Altman says that he was involved in a conversation with the Antifa members when he discovered Eric from Dominion was allegedly part of the chat during the week of September 27th, 2020. So just a couple of months ago. Altman explained that Eric was telling the Antifa members that they need to keep up the pressure. When Altman asked who's Eric, someone answered, "He's the Dominion guy." Anyway, that's you got the basic gist of what I'm trying to get across there for you. So then, a couple of days ago, this story comes out. Yesterday, I guess it was, on the Gateway Pundit. Huge. Attorney Sidney Powell confirms alleged Dominion servers in Germany were confiscated. So last week, Representative Louis Gohmert, told Chris Salcido on Newsmax that people on the ground in Germany report that, SCYTL, which hosted elections data improperly through Spain, was raided by the United States Army, a large U.S. Army force, and their servers were seized in Frankfurt. The video went viral. Here's what Louis Gohmert had to say about this alleged raider. Oh, it's a video. I'm not going to share it with you. Anyway, from our source, the United States government, once they determined that this Dominion server was involved in switching votes, the intelligence community began a search for the server and discovered that the server was in Germany. In order to get access to that server and to have it available for use in a legal manner, they had to have the State Department work in tandem with the Department of Justice. They had to request that the government of Germany cooperate in allowing the seizure of this server. The appropriate documents required to effect that kind of seizure were put in place, signed off on, and it appears there were also U.S. military support in this operation. The U.S. military was not in the lead, but this helps explain why Esper was fired and Miller and Cash Patel were put in place, so that the military would not interfere in any way with the operation. But by getting a hold of the server, they now have to have the direct evidence of when they were instructed to stop counting. They will also discover the direction, who gave direction to stop counting and who initiated the algorithm that started switching votes. The CIA was completely excluded from this operation. So during the press conference on Thursday, Attorney Sidney Powell weighed in on the Dominion Smartmatic servers that were reportedly confiscated in Germany. Reporter Emerald Robinson said there were no reports that a piece of hardware, possibly a server, was picked up in Germany. Is that true? Is it related to this? Powell said, that is true. It is somehow related to this, but I do not know if the good guys got it or the bad guys got it. So we don't know where the server is that has all this evidence of the vote switching going on. These scumbags, these scumbags did all this nasty stuff, and they are not happy about it, about this kind of stuff going on. And if you listen to the clap, the corporate lame-ass propaganda, then you're still going to get the same, well, with no evidence, Trump keeps on saying blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So what do you think, Liz? You there?
Yeah, I think shenanigans and fuckery took place. No way in fucking hell did Biden get the popular vote. No way in fucking hell. There were shenanigans in every state, especially the Democratic states, okay? In Wisconsin it happened. In Michigan it happened. In PA it happened. In Georgia it happened. In Florida, I think he won. Trump did.
Yeah, he won.
But it happened everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, California, 5 minutes after they closed their goddamn poll, their polling places, they released the results. How in the fuck can that happen? And yet PA, that's on the East Coast, still doesn't have their results. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what's up with PA. I think they said Biden now, but I don't know.
Yeah,
Then Georgia did a recount. Now they're saying Biden there, too.
Right.
You know, and it's interesting, though, that Trump was in the lead, like, at 4 a.m., you know, people were watching the results
He was in lead in Pennsylvania at midnight, like 800,000 votes ahead, 800,000 votes.
Yeah.
And then they shut down the counting, And
right, they stopped the counting. Right.
And then around 4:30, they said, "All right, now Biden's in the lead."
Yeah, Biden's in the lead. Magically, it was like the numbers just switched to Biden in favor of Biden. You know, and then in Georgia, though, in some county or whatever, they claimed that a water main broke. Okay, on election day, how convenient, right?
Right.
So there was a lot of shenanigans going on all over this fucking country, dude. And Minnesota, I can't prove it, but I guarantee you, there were shenanigans in Minnesota. Because I get it, that Minneapolis-St. Paul area, that's all for Biden. Most majority is for Biden.
Right.
But all around, that the whole rest of the state is for Trump, okay?
Yeah.
Because of the Iron Range, because of the truckers, because of the farmers, because of the hunters that want their Second Amendment intact, right?
Yeah.
And the same with PA. They didn't want Biden in PA because they want to keep their jobs, dude.
Right.
You know, Obama got rid of their jobs, and Trump brought them back.
Yeah.
So you cannot tell me there's a chance in hell that fucking Biden won PA.
No.
Fucking way. No fucking way. I saw the rallies, dude.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
There's no fucking way he won that.
No.
Without cheating. Okay?
No chance at all.
None. And that is like the hugest state right there as far as electoral votes and this whole, you know, all that shit. You know what I mean?
There's only 20 votes.
It's 20.
Yeah, but
20.
That's not the hugest state. Texas has more.
No, it's not.
California
right.
has more.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's just.
Now, I've heard rumors that if the votes, because of course they use it in California too, that if the votes in California were not swapped around, Trump would have won California.
Yeah. Yeah, and the AG posted a link for the Georgia versus pipe story.
All right, anyway.
As soon as I heard that story on November 3rd, I'm like, that seems all kinds of fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That seems all kinds of fucked up.
Absolutely.
Just seems like something's up there, you know.
This other link that AG posted from conservativetoday.org, boom, attorney Sidney Powell confirms, I am hearing that it was our forces who confiscated the Sichtel servers in Germany. So apparently yesterday...
That is good. That's a good thing.
Yep. On yesterday, during the campaign press conference, attorney Sidney Powell weighed in on the Dominion Smartmatic servers that were reportedly confiscated in Germany.
I mean, even if you're... Okay, I've heard this argument. I don't know how much I subscribe to it, but... And I know it's not going to happen that Democrats are going to be like, yeah, you know, we should have a fair election.
No, they don't want fair.
And above board. In 2016, it was the other way around, right?
Yeah.
But then Hillary conceded because they didn't rig it enough in 2016.
Sitel.
And they, they didn't rig it good enough. So then 2018 happened, which it wasn't a presidential race, but Maxine Waters, you know, and all these other people, they fucking rigged that shit then in 2018.
Yeah.
Well, now it's 2020 with the presidential election, and they're doing the same fucking thing. Because you cannot tell me that Maxine goddamn piece of shit Waters, who doesn't even live in her goddamn district, won. Because the guy running against her is a black guy, he's a younger guy, he lives in L.A. County. He grew up there. He's from there, okay?
Yeah.
And he had a huge following. So tons of shenanigans going on in California. I guarantee you they did. Because Maxine Waters, they do not like, those people in her district do not like her, dude.
Right.
They don't. Because she lives in this mansion, not even in L.A. County. You know? It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And the guy that was running against her, and then... Ilhan Omar won again, and I get her district. There's a lot of Somalian people that live there.
Right.
But I guarantee you there were shenanigans there. She was ballot harvesting. Okay?
Right.
And AOC won again with, right. How? Come on. Really? There was more shenanigans than just the presidential aspect.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, they
you know,
definitely.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, the mega liberal person here in New Mexico running for the House, she lost to a Republican here.
That's good.
Xochitl Torres Small.
Okay. Is it a woman?
Yeah, it's a woman.
What's the name?
Xochitl. It's X O C H.
Oh, okay. Is she from Mexico or something, or is it Latino or something?
I don't know what the hell she is. She looks Mexican. I'll say
okay,
that.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I just
yeah, yeah. Anyway, so she had lost 2 years ago to this other woman running this Yvette Harrell. She had lost to her, and then like a day or two late days later, they said, "Oh no, we found a bunch of more votes," and Xochitl Torres Small won. Well, apparently they didn't do it this time because she lost by a huge margin to this Yvette Harrell woman.
Oh, okay.
So
not that I
like either one of them, but whatever. Anyway, so this thing that according to the article AG posted, that it was our people, whatever that means, our forces that confiscated the Citl
server. That's Army or Special Ops or something.
Citl servers.
Yep. Good. Good. I mean, they didn't even try to hide it. I mean, there is a clip around up there with Biden saying they developed a fraudulent a way to rig the election or whatever.
All I got to say is they better come through with the freaking data. They better come through
with
the evidence or else this is just going to be...
Right. It's going to be... Yeah.
It'll be a total clusterfuck if not.
Yeah, it will. It already is. I mean,
if they don't come up with the evidence, if they don't show, because these servers are supposed to show when the voting was shut down, the adjustment of the algorithms, and the flipping of the votes. That's all supposed to be on this server. So they better freaking have the evidence, or else it's over.
Yeah. It's over, right? Yeah. And you know, let me just talk about this first. I got this link from a chatter. It says 10 Days of Darkness update.
Yeah.
Presented by the Seeds of Wisdom team. The plan. Oh my God! Take the time to read this. 10 Days of Darkness. We've read about this on the Q board for years. No, Q is not a conspiracy theory. That's in parentheses. There have been many times where many, myself included, including myself, have thought we were in it. But all of us were wrong. Trump won the election, and then overnight he had it stolen from him. Anyway, it's very long. I can't go into it.
Yeah.
But okay. Biden did say we're going into a dark winter.
Right.
And I don't know what the hell he means by that.
I don't know what he means by it either.
I don't know what that means. Like, what does that fucking mean?
Nothing good.
No, it can't be good. I mean, like he said, though, he wants the national mask mandate.
Right.
He wants to lock it down, lock the country down for 4 to 6 weeks, which we've heard this song and dance before.
Oh, yeah.
Back in February or whatever the fuck it was, 15 days to slow the spread.
Right.
Okay. Now we're what, 9 months later? 8 months later?
At least 9 months. Yeah, I'd say nine months.
9 months later? And then they keep extending it. And it's just like, and now it's the vaccine thing. And it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And your vaccine. Okay. Your warp speed. Okay, Trump was under a lot of pressure, okay, from Fauci and the CDC and whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I don't trust this vaccine. I will not get it. One thing that Trump did say, and when I called into Clyde's show, and he actually proved me correct, that I said, Clyde, he said that he will not mandate the vaccine. He's like, well, Clyde's like, well, he said the military is going to distribute. I said, yeah, he might have said that, but he didn't. He said he would not mandate it. And so someone that was listening to the show sent him a link saying exactly what I had said, that he said he would not mandate it. Okay?
Yeah.
He said it would be available. It would be free. The Army would distribute it. But he also said it would not be mandatory. But you know, Biden, he wants everyone vaccinated.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And with the Gates one. Apparently, there's 5 or 6 different fucking vaccinations now for this thing.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck? Well, this company is making this kind, and this company is making that kind, and this company is making this one over here. It's like, you people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's...
this one's 85%, and this one's 90% effective. Oh, well, this one's 95% effective, so use ours instead. Do you guys see what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, here...
Do you see the forest and the trees?
Tell me if this tells you what's going on here.
Okay.
On Summit News, a couple days ago, Klaus Schwab.
Nice guy.
Great Reset will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. Implantable microchips that can read your thoughts. So the globalist Klaus Schwab made it clear that transhumanism is an integral part of the Great Reset when he said that the fourth industrial revolution would lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, which in his book he clarifies is implantable microchips that can read your thoughts. As we highlighted earlier, the Great Reset is attracting a deluge of fresh attention in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, which Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said was an opportunity for a reset. The agenda is primarily based around dismantling the current capitalist system in favor of a greater centralized technocratic rule, which will lead to a lower living standard, less fuel consumption, fewer civil liberties, and an accelerated automation of jobs. However, another key aspect to the Great Reset, or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, as Schwab calls it, is merging man with machine. What the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, Schwab told the Council on Global Affairs. So he went on to explain in his book, Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution was particularly popular in China, South Korea, and Japan, with the South Korean military alone purchasing 16,000 copies. In the book, Schwab explains with excitement how upcoming technology will allow authorities to intrude into hitherto private space of our minds, reading our thoughts and influencing our behavior. He goes on to predict that this will provide an incentive for law enforcement to implement minority report-style pre-crime programs. As capabilities in this area improve, the temptation for law enforcement agencies and courts to use techniques to determine the likelihood of criminal activity, assess guilt, or even possibly retrieve memories directly from people's brains will increase. Even crossing the national border might one day involve a detailed brain scan to assess an individual's security risk. It goes on. but you get what's going on there. I would say.
Yeah.
This Schwab, he is one of many, many, really total evil fuckers.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So, on the heels of that,
mm-hmm.
or maybe preceding that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because this was actually from 31st of October. Peter Hitchens, you know Peter Hitchens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is true. To some degree, is true. Some of us have definitely noticed, but some of us have not, or many of us have not. Not us, but them. Many of they have not. The dictators have taken over, and we didn't even notice.
Dictator. Two words, dictator.
Yes, yes. And we didn't even notice. Yeah, that's the case.
Some people noticed.
Oh, right, like I said, some of us.
We've been noticing for 12 fucking years, over 12 years.
We've
been noticing it for a while.
We noticed, but you look out there at the.
They're just fucking people that watch CNN.
The ones that are reporting you for not having a mask, they didn't notice.
Yeah. Oh, they're not wearing a mask. Oh, my God, they're not 6 feet apart from each other.
There was once a famous.
Oh, my God, they have more than 10 people at their house.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's call the cops on them.
Yep,
yeah,
call them. Report them. Call the Stasi. All right, there was once a famous Chinese executioner who so skillfully with his razor-edged sword that the crowds would pay to watch him behead criminals. One day he came to a small provincial town where the authorities had given him a large fee to do away with a notorious killer. He entered the arena and made several elegant and delicate passes with his weapon. The condemned man sat gloomily before him, looking unimpressed with all this fuss. "Just get on with it," he growled. The executioner bowed politely, smiled, and said softly, "Kindly nod, please." The murderer did so, and his head, already parted from his body by a stroke of the incredible swiftness, tumbled from his shoulders. I think we, in this country, are like that condemned man. The terrible thing has been done to us, but we have not yet realized it. It may have been that the British Revolution, a horror that country has repeatedly escaped by good sense and natural conservatism, has actually taken place. In a lecture of astonishing power and force last week, the former Supreme Court Judge Lord Sumption revealed in sad detail what has happened to our country in the name of Corona. I have placed a copy of it on a recording on the Peter Hitchens blog, and I strongly advise you read and watch it. It says that Parliament has been elbowed aside by ministers who rule by decree, by fiat. Now, Jonathan Sumption is not just a brilliant lawyer, he is also a distinguished historian. Last year, you need to read through this yourself, and if you don't understand what's happened here, what's gone on, if you don't realize that you're not living in a democracy or a republic or a democratic republic,
right?
You're living in a totalitarian dictatorship. That's what you're living in. If you haven't opened your eyes to all the stuff that's going on out there, I don't know what else to tell you other than, look, read, pay attention.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. This is what's happening. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to play more music.
Let's do that.
After all that horrible stuff.
Right, yeah. And we got more stuff to talk about.
We still got plenty.
We don't run out of material here on the show. Never an issue.
Those frogs are well boiled at this point, Jen.
They're boiling at a rapid boil right now. We're at a rapid boil now.
They're going, whoo, it's hot in here.
It's a hot tub.
It's hot in here.
Woohoo. It's getting a little bit too warm, though. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Dubliners.
All right.
Oh, yeah, very nice, very nice. Corey Stevens, Blues Are Here to Stay. Before that, Joe Walsh, Turned to Stone, back in 1972. And we kicked it off there with the Dubliners Black Velvet Band. I dig that Irish style, the Irish music.
Oh, band. I love that music.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great stuff. Anyway, more Sock Puppet, more Sock Puppet requests there for you. So, yeah.
Thank you, Sock. I know you were an interesting chatter. You were a very smart chatter, and you had a lot of bots in the chat. And
right.
You weren't afraid to tell it like how you felt, you know? I mean, that's a lot. That's great. I mean, we're going to miss you.
And you
still
have.
We've been wondering about him, you know, and all of a sudden we find out news on him and it's totally devastating. It's like, oh my fucking God. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then there was another chatter, Don.
IB Don C.
IB Don C. And what was it, about a year ago now, right?
Yeah, a little over a year.
And he passed suddenly. And we're just like, what the hell?
Well, you know, the
you
thing
know?
Is, and I don't know that this has anything to do with these two.
Yeah.
But we're all getting older.
Yeah, we are. It's reality, you know.
Yeah. And
I mean, we're what, on our 12th year of this show, Grim?
Yeah, almost 13 now.
12 years ago, yeah, 13 years ago, my kids were 7. They're 20 now. Hello? You
right,
know.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, AG, you're still younger than me and Grimnir.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you're still a whippersnapper. I'm just kidding.
Spring chicken. Spring chicken.
Yeah. Right. Oh, God. So, what am I going to talk about? Let me see. What the fuck? Oh. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
It's not really surprising, but I don't know if any of you all follow Andy NGO.
Yeah, I do.
On Twitter? Okay. Anyway, he apparently is reporting there's businesses being smashed up.
Well,
apparently they're doing this on a weekly basis.
You know, if they want to smash up
I don't think so, AG.
If they want to smash up their
own
town.
Maybe. I can't remember your age, girl. I don't know. Oh, sorry, Grim. Go ahead.
I'd say if they want to smash up their own town, go for it. I mean, Portland is an Antifa town. So if Antifa is smashing up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for the people that are still living there, but the business owners,
you know.
Right. I mean,
that's where Clyde Lewis Studio is.
Yeah.
So I always am concerned about, I mean, they seriously, in the summer, when they were doing their show in their Portland studio, they literally had to go down the back way and to avoid the fucking rioting and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was scary, though. No, I can't remember, AG, how old you are, but I thought you were younger than me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
I turned 60 in August, AG. So
I'm 54.
So I'm officially old at 60.
Yeah, Grim's officially over the hill now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Yeah, you thought you were going to die like 2 years ago, didn't you, Grim?
6 years ago.
Oh, well, no, what was that, though? You remember you had that thing where you fell or whatever?
Oh, no, that was before that even.
Was it?
I think
no.
So. Yeah.
I lose track of time too. What?
Yeah. I was talking to Solomon on the thing. That's when we were still doing video on this show, you know, of ourselves, of our faces.
Right.
And so everybody got to watch me fall over.
Yeah, we got to see like all of a sudden Grimm's there, and then he's like not there, and we're like, what in the hell is happening?
Yeah, I just totally.
Like, oh my God.
I just totally blacked out or passed out or I don't know what. And I woke up
it was weird, dude.
I woke up on the floor here. I'm like, where the hell am I?
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I had no idea. I was. But,
we don't even know. You don't even know what that was, do you? Or
no,
did you figure out why that happened?
It happened to me one time before, like when I was in my 20s, you know. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, you did say that. Yep.
Yeah, but
okay.
But not since then. And, you know, in between that time gap, nothing ever happened, so.
Right.
So
now you got the shoulder thing going on.
Yeah, you know, and these damn fingers. I'm not sure. I feel in this, I don't know what arthritis feels like, but I think I might have that.
Arthritis? Yeah, you're at the age where it would start setting in.
And these
sadly, yeah.
And these two fingers, anyway.
Right, but like, just keep exercising unless it causes you pain.
It does cause me pain.
Exercising.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah, the exercise is good. I got my things. My little.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you got your little
egg squeezy
things.
I wish they were bigger. They're like the size of a medium or large egg, but I wish they were.
But
like
you probably have meat hooks. We called them.
Yeah,
your hands are probably like meat hooks.
Yeah.
That's what my dad used to call big hands on a man. Meat
right,
hooks.
Right. I could use a lot bigger
that
hands.
Was, yeah. You got meat hooks?
Yeah, I was dazed, Beth.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet, because my dad, this is an old school term, but it was a thing people said about people with big hands. They had meat hooks. Yeah,
I had no idea what happened.
And I don't know where that came from. You know, I'd have to look that up, but we call teeth choppers, like fake teeth choppers.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that those mittens, you know, those leather mittens that have like the sheepskin inside, those are called choppers too.
Okay.
And I think I told this story before, but one time I was up when I lived in Superior. And they were talking about, they kept saying, oh, I have my choppers on and stuff. And I'm like, are you guys talking about teeth? And they just busted out laughing. They're like, no, why would you say that? I'm like, because you guys are saying choppers. I'm like, isn't that teeth? And they just busted out laughing, dude. Because they were from, like, northern Minnesota, and I was from Minneapolis, right? So I didn't know about these mittens that were called choppers.
Okay.
And so here I'm thinking, when they're talking about choppers, they're talking about fake teeth, because that's what my grandfather called his dentures. Choppers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's just a sidetrack, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, this year is so fucked up, dude. It's just, you know, when stuff happens like tonight with the mall shooting, you know,
mm-hmm,
it's just
mm-hmm.
like, okay, you know, that's par for the course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, okay, I got into a little bit of a discussion in the chat room in Clyde's channel last night about, do you remember back with the Trayvon Martin case, Grim?
Sure.
Remember that case
in Florida? Right.
And basically that's how BLM got started, basically, supposedly, okay? But last night, I mean, there's still people that think that George Zimmerman was in the right, dude. And I remember when that happened because I was hooked on that story. I was delved into it. I did a deep dive on that story, and I listened to the audio that they put out. And I could tell that that kid was doing self-defense. And so I knew that this fucking Zimmerman was fucking guilty, dude. You know?
Right.
But the jury found him not guilty.
Right.
But then he went and did some other shit and got busted, you know? But my point is with that story, that guy took it upon himself to be judge, jury, and executioner that night when he had no business doing that.
No,
he was patrolling. The cops didn't ask him to do that. He was patrolling because there had been some break-ins in the area, right?
He was stalking that dude.
But he wasn't a cop. What?
He was stalking that dude.
Yeah, he was, because he thought that that kid was the same kid that had done some, supposedly did break-ins or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the kid, Trayvon, he was only walking from like 7-Eleven back to his, where he was staying that night. It was like his mom or his dad's house.
Right.
And this Zimmerman just decided to take the law in his own hands and basically attacked this kid.
Right.
And he was fighting for his life. You know, it was self-defense, the kid's reaction, which anybody would react like that, no matter if you're a kid or adult, whatever, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And, but then they found him not guilty, but then he did something else. He fucked up some other way, and he did prison time. I don't know what's up with the George guy now, but that was a total injustice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the start of the BLM thing. And then I remember talking about the Tamir Rice case.
Right.
I remember talking about, you know, Breonna Taylor. What?
The Tamir Rice is a little kid.
The little kid with the airsoft gun. Yep. That was a drive-by shooting. The cops didn't even get out of the car.
Right.
That was horrible. That was one of the worst ones, I think. I mean, seriously, that one really, really fucked me up, dude.
Yeah.
I did not like that one, you know. And then the Breonna Taylor one, we talked about that extensively.
Of course.
And there's the one from Ferguson, that Michael Brown, I think was his name, right?
Yep,
that one was, we could go on and on, but.
Oh, yeah, this is an endless list of these murders.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I don't, oh, the Ahmaud Arbery one in Georgia. Ahmaud, the jogging kid.
I'm not sure I remember that one.
You don't remember the kid that was jogging? They got, like, chased down by three ex-cop, like, an ex-cop and his sons. And then the friend was behind them filming the whole thing.
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar.
He was jogging through that subdivision. There was that new construction thing. And they, oh, he went through the new construction area. He was scoping it out because he's going to steal. So we're going to take the law in our own hands and chase this fucker down and kill the fucker. And then someone last night in the chat said, well, he grabbed the gun. I'm like, yeah, because it was a rifle. He didn't want to be shot, so he was trying to, like, grab the rifle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that was wrong. Those people also took the law into their own hands and decided to become judge and jury and executioner.
Yeah.
And that's not how it goes. You can't deputize yourself. You can't take the law into your own hands like that. Right, they did, AG. The guy that filmed the whole thing, he was arrested, too. I mean, he's in trouble, too.
Sure. He was.
Because, like, he could have called 911 and stopped. I mean, well, actually, 911 did get called, and they told them to back off. But they refused. They didn't. And same with George Zimmerman with the Trayvon Martin case. 911 told him, back away and wait for the cops to get there. But he didn't. You know what I mean? These people that think they can take the law in their own hands, they're fucking fucked up in the head, obviously.
Right.
You can't just decide, oh, yeah, well, it has to be proven in a court of law, right? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
You would think.
Even though the justice system or whatever isn't, like, not corrupt, but seriously, you're not allowed to do that unless you're defending yourself. I mean, in the Georgia case, they chased that guy down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't threatening their life. He was jogging away from them, and they decided, oh, well, we're going to get this guy. Like, it doesn't work that way.
There are a bunch of
I don't know.
Here.
I didn't mean to get on a tangent, Graham, but it's just so, like...
I know. It's...
You know, these citizens or whatever that think that they're the law all of a sudden, and they can deem themselves the law, you know? He went through the construction site, but he was literally jogging, dude. He had nothing on him. And maybe he was scoping it out. Maybe he was guilty. And he had committed a crime before that. I get that. But that still does not make it right for those four dudes to kill that kid that day. That's not due process, dude.
No.
You can't just go, oh, well, that could be the guy. Oh, well, he's just scoping things out. We're just going to take the law in our own hands. I mean, they hunted him. They chased him down to kill him, dude. You know what I mean? That was like a fucking lynching or something. You know what they used to do back in the fucking 40s and 50s and 30s and shit.
Right.
Right. He was totally innocent. I don't give a fuck if he went through that construction site. He obviously didn't take anything from there because he was jogging, dude, in shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this story is just all around not good.
Exactly.
And those guys, the judges are being tough on those two, though. They're not letting them out on bail. They're holding them in jail.
Well, good.
So that's, yep, which is good. It is good.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else, Grant? I mean, what else you got?
All right. Well, there are people out there that believe that the corona bologna will get them and do bad things to them, maybe kill them, whatever. But
right.
but there's good news. There's good news. If you have any mouthwash, apparently mouthwash kills coronavirus within 30 seconds.
I saw that. I'm like, okay. So you
yeah.
know what's going to happen now? People are going to start drinking mouthwash.
Yeah, down that stuff. If you drink a whole
yeah,
bottle.
They're going to start taking it like a shot.
If you have
a drink, shot. Cheers.
If you drink a whole bottle, it's like a vaccine. No, oral.
I think that Fireball will work, though. If you have Fireball, use that instead of mouthwash.
I don't know.
Or if you have Jack Daniels.
What's
or
Fireball? What's Fireball?
Patron.
What's Fireball?
Whiskey.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
cinnamon
flavored
whiskey.
Drink whiskey. Just drink scotch. Drink really good.
Cinnamon flavored whiskey.
If you drink really good scotch, you won't care.
Right.
You won't care about the corona.
And, yeah. Okay. I'm sitting in the bar in February, right? Last February. And it's just like two or three of us regulars, you know. And we're talking, and all of a sudden they say the NBA season has been canceled.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck, right?
Yeah.
And this is when the corona first hit. And this one guy, his name's David, and he's just like a local, regular, kooky guy, older guy, you know, Vietnam era dude. You know
right.
what I mean?
Okay.
I think he did serve in the military, but he's got a couple of screws loose, but he's a sweetheart and he's harmless and he's very smart, actually. He's very intelligent. Anyway,
okay.
he's like, well, you know, alcohol does kill viruses, kill bacteria and stuff, so we're good.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
like, but I do remember saying, also, I'm like, this is unprecedented. And this is before they started all the shutting down and everything. This
yeah.
was like in February. I was just like, oh, shit, this can't be good, right?
Right.
And that was the last time I was there at that bar. I haven't been out at all for 9 months.
Yeah.
Except for the grocery store, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, Jen. You know, it's still whiskey. It's just cinnamon flavored. I mean, dude, it will get you fucked up. You do a couple of shots of that, and you'll be feeling no pain. Trust me. Trust me on that. It doesn't take much.
I'd rather drink scotch, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I can't do that. I can't do scotch. I can't do tequila. I can't do, I don't know. There's a couple. Most boozes I cannot do. I can do still a little bit of whiskey and some rum. That's it. As far as booze. Usually I drink beer, so.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tom Collins. Okay.
I'm okay with
those
gin.
Those are good.
I'm okay with gin on occasion. But I haven't even drank anything in I don't even know how long.
Right. I mean, I just. Yeah, I don't
mind like a, you know, if you want to, you know, take her down low a little easier, good burgundy, you know, that's all right. Anyway, on this mouthwash crap here, it says,
yeah.
it says oral rinses containing 0.07% of the ingredient cetylpyrindium. Whatever. Chloride shows promising signs of reducing corona.
Bad word, chloride, though.
No, it's not chloride. It's.
Oh, that's salt, right?
Oh, yeah, that the second part is
I was thinking chlorine. Never mind.
My bad. The second part
it's
is chloride.
It's one letter difference, dude.
It's,
you know,
it's,
I, come on. Yeah.
It's cetyl.
Sorry, I heard wrong.
Here, I'll put it in the chat. You can tell me how to say it.
Okay.
How do you say that?
Cetyl. Pyridinium?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
0.07%. So a very, very low dose of that. So the preliminary findings, which are not yet peer-reviewed, come ahead of clinical trials investigating whether over-the-counter mouthwash can reduce levels of the corona bologna in a patient's saliva. The research
wow.
was conducted at Cardiff, which is Ireland, right?
England, I think. No, I'm not the only one.
All right.
Yeah.
At Cardiff University, found that mouthwashes containing that amount of that stuff show promising signs.
Promising.
Yeah. So whatever.
whatever. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean it's like it's not even real. So whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, AG. It's been I did miserably at chemistry in high school. I fucking sucked at chemistry so bad. It wasn't even funny. Like, my teacher was merciful. He gave me a D. Like, he could have totally flunked my ass. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, he felt bad for me, so he gave me a D because he knew I was trying. He's like, well, you show up for class. You keep showing up, so that's worth something. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, I have to. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, it was kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't like the math part. Like, I got the whole elements and the periodic table and all that crap. But when it comes to doing that complicated chemistry math, it's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, dude. You know? I took biology, too, in 8th grade or something. I think I took it in 11th grade.
Right.
And the weird thing about the biology class that I took,
uh-huh.
My dad had the same teacher as me.
Wow. She'd been there a while, huh?
She'd been there since the 4th, let's see, when did I get? 62 or something.
Jesus.
Since the early 60s, he had been there, and he was still there in the 80s, dude, and I had him. Jeez. He remembered my dad and my uncle. He remembered them. That was a trip, dude. That was
funny, crazy.
Yeah. And then my chemistry teacher, he was there, too, when my dad and my uncle were there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, he was an old guy. Yeah, he was old, but in the 80s, you know, but in the 60s, he was a young guy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was trippy. That was trippy, dude. Yeah, the same teacher my dad had.
Interesting, yeah. All right, we're playing more music.
Okay, let's do that.
This is a gal by the name of Betty LeVette.
Is this a sock request?
Yes, these are all socks. These
oh,
are,
okay. Oh, these are all, okay. Okay. From now on, it's all socks.
Well, no, I'm going to do it. Well, if I have time at the end, I'll do something else.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, enjoy.
All right. Very nice there. Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, covering J.J. Cale's After Midnight. So that was nice stuff right there. Before that, we had a band called Nothing But Thieves doing Trip Switch. Not familiar with the band or the song, but Sock knew him, apparently. He requested it. And we kicked it off with Betty LeVette doing You'll Never Change, a little... late 50s, early 60s, slightly after the doo-wop or around the doo-wop era. So,
yeah, early rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, you know, there's so much crossover with music a lot of times, you know.
Right.
You can't just, like, say, oh, that's a rhythm and blues or that's blues, you know. You know what I mean?
Right, sure. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry. So, yeah, Jinmi said that it was a slow news night tonight, but apparently he didn't hear about the shooting at the mall, which is going to be front page news tomorrow nationwide, I'm suspecting.
Probably.
Because apparently, okay, so there's a lot, even, like, I was watching the Periscope feed when this was going down.
Right.
And people were saying, oh, it's a false flag. They're like, it's obvious it's a false flag. And all this, they were saying this already, dude. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the fact that they don't have the shooter, like, usually how it goes is the shooter either kills himself or gets shot by cops. Well, now they're saying the shooter is not at the mall at all. So the mall's safe now. But it's not open yet. You know, obviously. But, So the fact that the shooter's still at large is interesting. It reminds me a little bit of the Boston Marathon one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where
sure.
they have to pin it on some, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, that was also part of the deal of being able to invade people's houses without them questioning it.
Right. In Boston, when that happened, they went door to door.
Yep.
And it was basically martial law.
Right.
We were saying that was martial law was declared.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was what year again? Oh, fuck, I can't. 2009? I don't know.
What's that again?
What year was that Boston Marathon?
Oh.
2010?
I don't know.
2015?
I forget. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tabletop exercise, which they like to do that. They've practiced a couple different pandemic scenarios.
Oh, they war game everything. They war game everything. So
yeah, they do.
2013.
And, 2013. Okay, thanks, AG. Yeah, see, I the older you get, the faster time goes, and you try to, like, what year was that? Because it all blends together after a while, you know? It's just like, holy crap. Yeah, apparently, trust no one, they said it wasn't a random thing, that it occurred because of an altercation. But, you know, at this point, it's so early that, you know, that's going to change. You know that story's going to change, dude.
Sure.
Just watch. It's going to change.
Well, whatever
there
fits
might be
the
even
agenda.
More than one shooter tomorrow. You never know. You know what I mean?
Whatever fits the agenda.
Whatever works for them to make guns bad, right?
Right, to make whoever bad. Oh, he was a Trump guy.
Oh, yeah, and then I saw some people in there saying, oh, it was a Proud Boy. It's like, you guys are just spreading this info because they didn't, not once did anybody ever say over the scanner or on the news that it was a Proud Boy. And,
right.
You know, these people, the trolls in the chat, you know, they're like, oh, it was a Proud Boy.
Yeah, Antifa, it was Antifa.
It's like, yeah, they're like, okay. I'm like, come on, you people. You guys, this is right when it was happening. I'm like, no, you people are just trying to fucking get people worked up, spreading disinformation. You know what I mean? Oh, it was a fucking Proud Boy. Like, no, no.
He was wearing it.
Right,
was,
they are. Especially in a chat like that, the Periscope chat, it was like people from all over. You know what I mean? So you had your Trump supporters, you had your Biden supporters. You know, it was just like, I didn't even chat at all.
He was wearing a camel toe hairy ass shirt.
No, they said he was wearing a green hoodie. It was a white guy in his 20s or 30s wearing a green hoodie. I was listening to Scanner.
All right. Well,
so already they've already said the shooter's white. Okay, putting that out there. Okay, I'm not making a racial thing, but they've already said the shooter was white. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got to do the last thing here. So.
Okay.
So this is the this song here that I'm going to play for you. One of Sock Puppet's favorite artists, Doyle Bramhall, too.
Oh, yeah.
Doyle Bramhall, too.
Doyle, yeah.
With Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu?
However you say your name, Erykah. E-E-R-Y-K-A-H.
Erykah Badu.
Okay.
It's a spell difference.
Okay. Anyway, the song it's called.
Am I racist now? No, I am
just
not
let me,
racist.
Just let me do this here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The song is called Oh Death.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. All right.
Yep.
We'll be back after the set.
Twang, wang, 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 wang. It's called a Gaiguim. It's an old Asian instrument there. So that's Luna playing that. Kate showed that to me a couple weeks ago. The first time I got to play it here on the Freakers Ball, Ram Jam. Gaiguim version by Luna. Interesting stuff. Before that, Leo Maraccioli covering the Bengals' Walk Like an Egyptian. And we kicked it off there, the final song for Sock. There tonight, we got more to play next week or whatever. But
yeah, we got more. We're not done with the Sock thing.
Anyway, that was Doyle Bramhall too, and Erykah Badu with a song called "Oh Death." And if you listen to that very poignant to tonight's overall thread, I guess you could say. Anyway, that's gonna wrap it up. That's gonna wrap it up here tonight on the Fringes Ball. There is no scheduled dork table for tomorrow because Grammy's got stuff to do and Flash doesn't want to do it alone. Whatever. So
understandable.
Yeah. I'll be on Sunday morning. I'll be on Sunday morning with the Blues, noon Eastern. Leading up
and
to
trivia.
And trivia, of course, the trivia. Leading on up into Hal Anthony.
Yep.
Leading on up into Hal Anthony at 3 p.m. Eastern with Behind the Wood Shed. What else? Oh, on Monday, myself and Circle at 2 p.m. Eastern with It's All Connected. anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
Yes. And Jen, we're here in the chat all the time. Like, you can just log into our Real Liberty Media chat.
Yeah.
At all hours of the day, any day or time of the week. Seriously, we're always here. Like, on Sundays, like Grim was saying, he plays blues music and we do a trivia game in the chat.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. You might want to check it out. And even if you don't do the trivia thing, you can just be there to chat. You don't have to, participate in the trivia thing. Great to see you again, AG. So happy you stopped by here. Thank you. It's so wonderful to see you, girl. I'm so glad to, glad to hear you're doing great, dude.
Yeah.
Girl.
Bonus.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger.
Absolutely not. Okay, so that's it. Talk to y'all later.
We're done. Yep.
Peace.